Next, what I also realized, and although it might be cliche to say, but it's really not about the destination. It's about the journey. I mean, it's important to think about the destination, the end goal, but all the while getting there, don't forget to live in that moment, because those moments are truly the only ones we have, and these are the ones that make up life. How does your movie play out when you're lying on your deathbed? Do you want to watch a movie full of I wish I did's or oh, I should have's? Or is it going to be one of those badass flicks where the main character takes risks, follows his or her heart, and lives a life of no doubts or regrets? I sure know what my movie is going to look like. Fucking badass. So what say you? How does yours play out? So now reflecting and getting snapped back into reality that all of my dreams and wishes aren't going to come true within 1 year, it's going to take a whole lot more work than that. I feel super duper proud of myself for all the growth that has happened thus far. Dealing with and healing from my deepest and darkest insecurity, which was fear of abandonment, and staring at it dead in the eyes was my biggest and best accomplishment this year. Or maybe even ever. I'm not sure if all of you understand what I'm saying, but facing your own insecurities and bringing them to light is the most courageous, yet frightening, but rewarding thing you could ever do. This is what I went through during my 9th ayahuasca ceremony back in October when I was in Peru. But I will tell you more about that in my next blog. But yeah. What I'm saying is that not all of our biggest accomplishments are tangible. A lot of people think that if you've succeeded with something, it always means that you're making more money or you're able to acquire more things. To me, that's not always the case, because why do we see so many people out there who are making millions of dollars or celebrities living the life, yet they're really depressed and end up committing suicide? It's so sad, but it's all about mental health, people. And now that I've realized this, I'm going to continue to do my best with taking care of my body, feeding it the nutrients it needs, making certain it stays healthy and balanced, and then especially nourishing my mind and my heart with positive thoughts, ideas, and people, making sure I steer clear from negative vibes and toxic individuals. None of us are getting any younger, so if you haven't been taking care of yourself already, now is the time. So now that my mind is thinking straight again and I have a clear understanding of what it's really going to take to live the life of my dreams, I've redirected my focus. I've decided that I'm going to go back to work as a dental hygienist temporarily, working part-time, working 1 or 2 days a week, so that at least I can sustain my life of traveling, all the while still continuing to build my yoga business, teaching for corporate offices and to private students. I'm also starting to help plan and facilitate retreats, whether it be yoga or retreats working with plant medicine. With this newfound focus, it makes everything that much more exciting because now I have a purpose. I'm really looking forward to seeing what's in store for the next 365 days because I know I'm moving closer and closer to my life's purpose as the days go by. Thanks so much for tuning in. I really appreciate all of you. And make sure you subscribe to my blog on the homepage to follow this crazy adventure I call life. As always, sending love, light, and abundance to you all.